Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow. For all hands, heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The free sovereign grace of God. Romans 8:30. Those He predestined, He also called, and those He called, He also justified, and those He justified, He also glorified. The justified sinner stands the closest to God of any created being in the universe. Nearer to the throne of the Eternal he cannot stand. What a marvelous love! Who will dare assert that salvation is not, from first to last, of free sovereign grace? Let your eye pierce the veil which falls between earth and heaven. Behold that shining, worshiping being standing so near to the throne of glory, bathed in the overpowering effulgence of His rays. Who is He? He was once a sinner upon earth, the vilest of His race, the dishonored of His generation, forsaken by man and abhorred of God. But Jesus met Him, and divine love drew Him, and sovereign grace rescued, pardoned, and saved Him. And now, washed from all His guilt by the blood, freed from all condemnation by the righteousness of Christ, He stands before the throne blameless, a king and a priest unto God. Such is the great love of Jesus, and all this grace, and all this glory, and all this bliss flows from the free, sovereign grace of God. That was from old-time preacher Octavius Winslow. All glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving be unto Almighty God. Jesus is the chief among 10,000 and the altogether lovely one. I could not live without Him. To enjoy His company is bliss to me. For Him to hide His face from me is my midnight of sorrow. Oh, for the power to live, to die, to labor, to suffer, as unto Him and unto Him alone. I feel that if I could live 1,000 lives, I would like to live them all for Christ. And I should even then feel that they were all too little a return for His great love to me. It is better to preach 5 words of God's word than 5 million words of man's wisdom. And I'll tell you what, those 5 words, which we all love so much, is Jonah 2:9. Salvation is of the Lord. That tells it all. He who counts the stars and calls them by their names is in no danger of forgetting His own children. He knows your case as thoroughly as if you were the only creature He ever made or the only saint He ever loved. As well might a gnat seek to drink in the ocean as a finite creature to comprehend the eternal God. A God whom we could fully understand would be no God. If we could grasp Him, He could not be infinite. If we could fully understand Him, He could not be divine. Christian, you have God's infallible wisdom to direct you, His immutable love to comfort you, and His eternal power to defend you. A reading from Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. A while back, someone asked me if I knew what a 100% Christian was. So I asked him to explain to me what exactly a 100% Christian is. Curious to know his definition, and knowing that he was implying that there are 20% Christians, 40%, 60%, and all the way up to 100% Christians, based, of course, on his standard of works, which he performs. Well, I listened as he explained. He proceeded to tell me that while Stephen is an example of a 100% Christian, there are a lot who are not 100% Christians due to their works or lack thereof. That poor deceived man just made himself the measuring stick for righteousness. Here is checklist Christianity at its worst. If you don't check all their boxes, you are either lost or not 100% Christian. After having enough of this foolishness, I told him that all of God's saints, his elect, that is, are 100% Christians, because our salvation is not dependent upon our works, but it is based upon the work of Christ. It is written in Job 9:20, "If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse." It is written in Ephesians 1:6-7, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved." God's people are redeemed, purchased by the same Savior, the same Lord. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man mediator, our Savior and our Redeemer. 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus." God's people are cleansed from all our sins by his precious blood, which was shed on Calvary's cross to satisfy God's holy law and justice in our place. It is finished. In John 17:4, the Master says, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." In John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. God's people are all clothed in his perfect righteousness, which allows us to stand before the King in glory and worship our great God and King. He is, as Scripture declares, Jehovah, our righteousness. It is written in Jeremiah 23:6, "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." We are all one in Christ, and Christ alone. We are saved by Jesus Christ plus nothing. He is our all in all, and we are complete in him. Colossians 2:10, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." And Colossians 3:11, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Salvation equals Christ plus nothing. Titus 3:4-7, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." So, all believers in Christ are 100% Christians, as our salvation is not dependent upon us, but 100% dependent upon Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise his mighty name. And that was from Preacher Wayne Boyd, a reading from Deuteronomy 32, verses 2 through 4. "My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is our rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he." Sing praise to the Lord. With earnest heart exalt the Lord and praise his precious name. Sing of the wonders of his grace and his glories now proclaim. Sing of the sweetness of his love unto his chosen race. The Father sent his precious Son to take his people's place. Sing praises to our substitute who died that we might live. Exalt the Lord our righteousness and glory to him give. sing of the Spirit's quickening power. For by his holy breath he gave us faith to trust the Son who saved us by his death. Sing to the Holy Trinity, lift up your heart and voice, give glory to his holy name, ye people of his choice. That was written to the tune of the old hymn, Oh for a Thousand Tongues. The words were by preacher Jim Bird. The most humbling and challenging thing that I face, the great concern of my heart is that my generation experience a return to the preaching of the gospel of God's grace. This generation is plagued with a false gospel of works and are strangers to the true gospel of redemption. I want a return to the message used of God in other days to awaken men to their need to reveal the grace and glory of the Lord Jesus. Rolf Bernard used to say, the twofold message of grace is, number one, all flesh is grass, and number two, behold your God. This is the message that takes away all of the glory and dignity of the flesh and proclaims the redemptive glory of Christ. The results of this message will be a sense of the awesome holiness of God, the inability and sinfulness of the flesh, and the total sufficiency of the person and work of Christ. Perhaps once again we will hear men and women cry, depth of mercy can there be, mercy still reserved for me. Can my God his wrath forbear, and me, the chief of sinners, spare? And that outstanding message was from preacher Henry Mahan. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Baruch Hashem, bless the name. If you're a led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated funds. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus, the soon coming King of glory, and the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. We have an incredible, glorious future in Christ Jesus. I can't hardly even fully imagine it. Come quickly, Lord. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you're from and how the reception was on your radio, and I'd be interested to hear what life is like where you live. And I look forward to writing you back. Again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!